didn't get all the tracks that I wanted to get in this 20-minute set. There was a track by Almond Duel the Second that I wanted to get into and dedicated to my friend Al, who I think it was Al. He had a Almond Duel the Second album. Almond Duel the First being some kind of art movement, and then there was a band that was so inspired by Almond Duel, the movement, that they became a band, something like that. Anyway, maybe another time, but I'm going to go back to a bit of a heavy, snarly punk rock and wait for Alex to grace us and me with his presence, because very soon Mantis Cabinet will be up next. This is Calgary's Grown Ups from their brand new album, Stopped Caring. They never stopped caring. They never stopped caring.
You are listening to CITR 101.9. Why do I always say that? Say that.
Again, Alex.
I always do that. I think.
What was that?
101.9!
That's another station.
Okay, I'm not coming back. You guys are mean.
I know where you're going to go.
What is 101.1? I don't even know.
Like you don't know.
Really?
You know.
No, I don't listen to the radio.
Okay.
Apparently you got... Okay, I'm going to find out, because I have genuinely no idea what it is. Anyway, while I'm Googling this, Wikipediaing it or whatnot, so you're listening to 101.9 FM. Okay, when you... It is a Cape Breton radio station, okay? The giant Cape Breton radio. I'm sorry I didn't know Cape Breton radio, okay? 101.1 is Cape Breton radio, okay?
It's CITR's, like, alter ego radio station.
Anyway, so it is Monday. I have to get my bearings because I've just been attacked for my little Freudian slip there. All right, first track we're going to play is this. These guys are awesome. They're playing at the Biltmore tonight, and it is super exciting. They're, like, not prog at all. They're just, like, the cutest pop band ever. Or one of... them. This is the Pains of Being Pure at Heart, and yeah, they're playing at the Biltmore. One should check it out if you're into that. And then as that's playing, I'm gonna get my bearings straight, recover from that shocking attack on me. Anyway.
Like a hand to Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
Okay, awesome. Welcome back. That gave me enough time to collect myself, calm down, let my heart rate go down a little bit, and remember that I am in control right here. Well, as far as the playlist is concerned, you can technically just turn off your radio or stop listening, and then you're in control. But anyway, beyond that, so what we just listened to, awesome, awesome band, Lemon Jelly. I don't know if it really counts as a band. Two dudes from England. They released three albums. This one, the track was called Homage to Patagonia, and it is off their album Lemon Jelly KY, like that KY jelly that it's a lubricant when your door is squeaky. That's what my parents told me, at least, when I found a bottle of lube in the house. They were like, oh, it's just for a squeaky door. And I was like, great, that's super convenient. And it's like, well, can you also use it for a squeaky bed? Apparently you can. You can use lubricant for all sorts of squeaky appliances that you may have, and it does fix them. Because really, you know, no one really likes that super squeaky sound. If it's in a chair, I'm rocking back and forth in my chair, and it's making this squeaky noise as we speak. So really, I could use some lubricant right now, but I don't have any other than an album that sounds like a lubricant. Anyway, Shindig is awesome. You guys should all go. They have not only bands, three of them, if you were listening, but in Jokes for Beer, where if you tell a joke, you get a beer if it's a good joke and no one guesses the punchline, or else they get your beer. So the first time I did that, I had the awesome idea of saying a joke that nobody knew, and so I got a beer. The next time I tried it, I told a joke that was much more common, and someone stole, like, they guessed the punchline and got my beer. It was very, very disappointing. So the moral of the story is just do things that, tell a joke that no one else is going to know the punchline to. Bonus points if you made it up, because that's the best way to guarantee that no one's going to know the punchline. But beyond that, you guys should all go. It was super fun. I went a bunch of times last year, and that's where I discovered a bunch of awesome bands playing and have continued to see them throughout the year. A lot of good local acts. Thoroughly recommend it. And the Railway's awesome for those who haven't been there. It's a great venue, so I thoroughly recommend it. I have a quiz every Wednesday morning. So going out on a Tuesday, as fun as it should be, or as possible as it should be, not so much. I have to stay at home and study, because I have a quiz every Wednesday. And my first quiz, I got an A+. I know, it's awesome. My second quiz, I got a B+. So my third quiz is on Wednesday, and if I know anything about patterns, I'm going to get a C, and then the next one a D. And then, like, it's just going to go all downhill. Eventually, I'm going to be in the negatives, because there's more quizzes than letter grades available. So I'm really hoping I can, you know, mess up this pattern here. Maybe it is because I study. Maybe I shouldn't study, and then I'll do well. I'm going to test that theory out one day. I'll let you guys know how it goes. Next track we're playing, I'm looking here at my playlist. We're going to play I'm going to play a band that is also an animal. Yeah, that's right. I know you guys are trying to guess right now. You're like, cheetah? Lion? Fish? Shark? Elephant? I don't know if those are band names, but this band is called Tortoise, which, for those who don't know, is closely related to a turtle. In the fact that they both have shells. And they both have four legs. But now that I'm thinking about it, so does a peanut with four legs. So I'm not sure if a shell and four legs is the really way to describe a tortoise. Anyway, you could also say they're a badass band from Portland who just frickin' rocks. And that's what I'm going to go with. This is their album TNT. Came out in 1998. Kicking it old school, man. I was 8 back then. And I think I was listening to like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Definitely not Tortoise. But this is the track In Sarah, Menken, Christ, and B. I don't know what that means. But as with most prog songs or just weird, trippy stuff, the song title doesn't help. I don't think once they mention the words In Sarah, Menken, Christ, or B. Or and, for that matter. But anyway, this is a rad track. You guys should all enjoy. And yeah, think about other band names that are just animals. Oh, I have another one coming up right after. I just looked. Oh, it's going to be exciting. We're going to have an animal theme for the next two songs. This starts our animal theme with Tortoise off their 98 album TNT, which is also an explosive, for those who don't know. Anyway, this track's awesome. I'm going to shut up. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Tortoise, the band, with their 98 album TNT. These guys are from Chicago, Illinois, which is apparently a pretty good city, I hear good things. They've released six albums, with their first self-titled in 94 and their most recent in 2009, in terms of like studio albums. They released a couple things in 2010, like live performance releases of live performances. But I do believe they have not given any new material. But I mean, that's all well and good. What's more interesting is Tortoise the Animal. So other than Tortoise's moving very, very slowly, actually Wikipedia says that they averaged about 0.27 kilometers per hour. That's really freaking slow. Like, these guys are chill. I think they might rival sloths with, like, this sort of, I have nowhere to go, so I'm not going to get there very quickly mentality. I don't even think, can tortoises be in a hurry? Like, can you be like, oh man, I'm late for something, I gotta run, or whatever, I gotta go catch this leaf that I want to eat, and if I don't get there before nightfall, you know, it won't be there. I don't know. I don't think tortoises are ever in a hurry. They're just really slow. But apparently they also live really, really longly. Live really long lives. So I'm gonna tell you a little story here, which is pretty much me reading off Wikipedia, of the ever longest living recorded tortoise. So born in, his name, or her name, was Tui Malila. She's from China, And she was born in 1777, which is pretty cool. That's actually a really cool number. I wish I was born in 1777, just because it's really easy to remember, and such and such. So anyway, given to the Tongan royal family in China, it was just chilling, just having a good time, until she died, or he died, in 1965. So from 1777 to 1965, that makes him, or her, again, we don't know, 188 years old. That is really long. Anyway, the next one, which isn't a tortoise, but supposedly the next living longest thing, or the next animal to have lived the longest, which is actually longer than the tortoise, is there was this koi fish named Hanako, who apparently was 226 years old. Holy crap. That is a lot of time to be alive. Maybe it's because they didn't really do all that much. I bet you they didn't drink or do a lot of drugs or anything or smoke and get cancer at their old age. Probably just ate leaves. I wonder if they did yoga. Because apparently yoga is really good for you and extends your lifespan. I wouldn't be surprised if tortoises had their own form of yoga or something similar. I mean, we know they're vegetarians, right? And we know they don't, you know, they don't do drugs, they don't smoke. So maybe they also do yoga. Maybe that's the secret. I think we could all learn a little bit from tortoises. Anyway, I'm getting way off track, as if I had one. Anyway, what was I thinking? Okay, so we're moving on. That was just tortoise. They're freaking awesome. Definitely one of my favorite bands to come out in the past 20 years. And just stellar stuff. I really want to go see them live one day, and I will eventually. So we're going to take it. I'm super duper hungry. So we're going to play a song that isn't about hunger in any way, but, it's just sort of like really dark and ambient, so I can just sit here and not have to think about anything. And this is from the artist Lamb Wool. So we're staying with our animal theme. Although this is more a product of an animal, it'd be like if tortoise was actually called tortoise shell. But anyway, lamb wool. Where is he from? I will check this momentarily. France. So he started as in the 90s, and he started with a metal band. And then he was like, you know what? I don't really want to do this. So, he started making dark ambient tracks. Really freaking cool. Like, really cool. This is off his 2005 album called Fading Landscapes. And yeah, this is the track Stairs. It's quite a long track. Well, not as long as another track I have to play. But it is really good. So I recommend just sit there, close your eyes, and chill out or do homework. Not if you're driving or doing something that requires your attention. But if you happen to be doing nothing right now, then, which is what I'm going to be doing, I'll listen to this and let it just soak in. Anyway, Lamb Wool, Stairs, off the album Fading Landscapes.
Thank you. Tuesday, October 4th at the Biltmore, it's San Francisco Poppers Girls, touring in support of their latest CD, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Advanced tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, and Victoria's Ditch Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca. Sunny in the Sunsets and Papa will open up the show. Doors are at 8 p.m. Girls, October 4th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
And that is tomorrow. I like Sunny in the Sunsets. They're super cute. The more I have a show, and the sort of the more I get more in depth into music, you start to realize what sort of bands you like and the music you're drawn to. And it isn't necessarily the stuff that you say you like or you would think you'd like. And I've often been surprised and finding myself like really digging a lot of tracks and albums that if I just read a description of them, I'd be like, oh, I totally wouldn't be into that. It's not even worth my time listening to it or whatever. But that's bullshit, totally, because you will constantly be surprised, constantly find yourself enjoying new avenues of music that you weren't into before. And that's not to say that every type of music, you're going to like everything or everything will be appropriate at every time, but it is to say to the person that reads a description and is like, no, I don't like this, you can kick them in the shins straight up and be like, ah, you're an idiot. Or you can tell them that I said you should kick them in the shins if they're like, why'd you kick me in the shins? But anyway, maybe it's just because we listened to this dark, intense, epic track, which was pretty freaking awesome. So that was Lamwell. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And next track I have, one of my favorite current artists, Pat Jordache. I'm like 90% sure he's from Montreal. I have yet to Wikipedia it to make sure. Because that's what I do. That's what everyone does if you're unsure. You don't need to bother to be sure about anything anymore. Because if it ever is up for debate, you just Google it. Just Wikipedia it. And you're like, oh, I was wrong. Or, hey, look, I was right. No, it doesn't really matter. So anyway, Pat Jordache, I saw him once in Calgary in a hot dog store. It was awesome. I think my hot dog had sauerkraut on it and chili and mustard, and it was really good. And then the next time I saw him play a free, free show at Zulu, like an acoustic set, and that was really good. There were like 10 people there, and it was awesome. I thoroughly recommend if you can go back in time to enjoy that. But anyway, this is off his album, Future Sounds, which apparently, if I'm right on the folk, like the tale behind it, he had it recorded and then he lost it. And he was like, damn it, I lost it. What am I going to do now? And then someone found it, and it wasn't like fully done or anything. It was just some impromptu recordings and stuff. And they were like, wow, this is awesome. We're going to sign you. He was like, sweet, that's exciting. But I might be just talking out of my ass, holy. I'm actually going to Wikipedia it and figure it out. But I do know that Pat Jordache is spelled PatJordache. So I know that much. This is the track Get It. I really like it. Someone recently explained this, described it really well to me. They're like, it's TV on the radio if their last album didn't suck. And you know what? That's great. That's a great description, because not only did TV on the Radio's last album suck, I think so. I freaking love Return to Cookie Mountain. Dear Science was like, yeah. And I don't even know the name of their new album. I listened to it. I couldn't even get through the entire thing. I was like, ugh, you guys. Ugh. But anyway, we're not going to be unhappy. We're going to be very happy. This is the track Get It by Pat Jordache. It's so awesome. He's also coming to Vancouver November something or other, the 16th or the 18th. I believe it's the 18th. I'm not even sure where he's playing right now. I'm just going to, Wikipedia all this information while the song's playing and then update you instead of just making stuff up. Anyway, the song is called Get It. Yes, it's actually called Get It. I'm not making it up. Anyway.
You look like a Jesus Christ on sweating blood. You look like a mountain bridge or like a lighthouse in the dark. You look like a future to these tired eyes. Cause you got wolf skin, you got the wolf tendency.
Good magazine article.
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's program.
In the October issue of Discorder, you can read up on great bands like Aunts and Uncles, Ghost House, and Yukon Blonde, cruise the oral history of Mint Records, and enjoy the fabulous cover story of Shimmering Stars. And don't miss the contributors' meeting September 29th at 6 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Come one, come all.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Do it. Discorder is awesome. I highly recommend that. Okay, so I did some hunting. Pat Jordache, he's on Constellation Records. So Canadian based out of Montreal. Other people on Constellation Records include, you really only need this, Godspeed You Black Emperor, and Do Makes They Think. It's done. Awesome label. They have a bunch of other stuff. They have some crap, like, I'm not going to be mean. I'm just hungry. I shouldn't be mean and calling things crap. It's all good stuff. All of it. But anyway, I was totally right. He did lose his computer with all his songs on it in some sort of smoked meat shop, which is hilarious because smoked meat is delicious. And it's unfortunate that he lost something there. Other than his hunger. Ha! Ha! I'm so hungry. I'm going to go to work where I'm just going to eat all day because I work in a kitchen. It's great. I'm the cookie baker. Do you know how awesome it is to be the cookie baker? Ha! It's phenomenal. I get to choose when we bake cookies and how many cookies we bake. And there's a box of cookies sitting in front of me all day. Oh, it's awesome. I also, the other day, someone messed up a cheesecake. Got a spoon. Cheesecake break. Ha, best day ever. Pat Jordache is really good. I totally forgot to check when he was coming, but I reckon you can figure it out on yourself on your own if you enjoyed that track. I hope you did. Moving on. The next band I have to play, this is insanely short, which is weird. This is The Widest Smiling Faces, a band, brainchild of a Brooklyn-based songwriter. It's kind of like folk influence, like shoegaze post-rocky thing. It's quite cool. The EP is called Rituals, and I thoroughly recommend it. And yeah, so we're just going to play Water Underneath from that album. It's a good track. Hope you guys enjoy.